Okay, we're going to say Parshas Yisro begins. Vayishma Yisro Chayin Midian Chosin Moshe Eis Kol Asher Asar Elokim LeMoshe LeYisrael Amo Ki Otzi Hashem Es Yisrael Mimitzrayim. So Yisro hears about all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Moshe and Yisrael, all the different miracles, etc. This is the famous Rashi, and we've spoken about this Rashi in the past, but there's always more to add from this Rashi, which could give us a Musar Haskel to our own lives. The famous first Rashi. Ayishma Yisro, Ma Shmu Hashama Uva. What did he hear? So, I don't know what the Kasha is, L'chora. The Pasuk says he heard everything. He heard about all Yetzias Mitzrayim. What do you mean, Shema Shmua Shamova? So Rashi says, what did he hear? I don't know. The Torah says he heard everything. So Rashi specifies from the Medrash, what did he hear? Kriyas Yamsuf U'Melchemes Amalek. He heard Kriyas Yamsuf U'Melchemes Amalek. Those two things. Mashmur Shamo Ba, Kriyas Yamsuf U'Melchemes Amalek. So, and then it says that Vayavu Yisrael Chochem Moshe Bono V'Ishto. So there's a fascinating pshat. I saw in Rav David Stein Sefer, from the Sar Sholem of Belz, one of the Belzer Rebbes, says a fascinating pshat in what does it mean, Mashmu Hashem Ova. Pasuk pshat, it means that, you know, Yisro heard the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what two things did he see, greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was the Melchemes Amalek and the Kriyas Yamsuf. And therefore that said, oh, I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great, I want to join the club, so to speak. I want to, go and join the Jewish people. So the Sar Sholem of Belz, we'll see it inside on page 5, but let me say it outside first, and then we'll see inside what he says. He says a different pshat. He says like this. He says, a lot of times in life, you hear about different events which could change your lives. And you hear about different things. And then you hear about it. And you think about it. And then you go on to life. Life as usual. Business as usual. But sometimes you hear about an event and you say, I have to learn from this event. And I have to do something about it. So Mashmur Shamo Bo means like this. What did Yisro see? Yisro learned the following. You know, there's a concept we say the pasuk we quote in the siyum, when you make a siyum sechta, may oivai sechach meini, that I should be able to learn from my enemies. But sometimes you can learn from the enemy. How, you know, the enemy wants to do something. How, motivated an enemy could be to do something. So you can get chizuk from your enemies. So he says like this. Mashmur Shomo Ba means, how did Yisro, what was the final straw that broke the camel's back, that Yisro shouldn't just say, oh, I see God did a lot of good things for the Jewish people, and now I'm going to come, but I'm going to put it into action. Not just I'm going to, you know, think about it, oh, very nice, and the next morning I'll go to sleep and wake up and business as usual. So he says like this, he learned a lesson from Amalek. He says, because, look, you had Kriyas Yamsuf. It's not pshat, there were two separate events. Was what happened with Kriyas Yamsuf? The whole world after Kriyas Yam Suf was what? Bepachat. Chil Achaz Yoshrei Ploshos Az Nivhalu Al Alufei Edom. Everyone was bepachat. So l'chora, if Yisro was gonna just think about it, and you know, if Amalek rather was just gonna think about, you know, look what happened, and how could I even try to attack the Jewish people, you know? Look at God's might. If he would have thought too much about it, he would never have gone to fight against the Jewish people. In other words, Yisro, Amalek rather, when had a ratzon, it's a terrible ratzon, but he acted upon it. Vayovo Amalek. So the same idea, Yisro says, obviously, Amalek couldn't have thought too much. He wanted to do something, and he did it. So I have to take that midah, even though he used it for evil, I have to take that midah and say, you know what, I can think about and philosophize about the greatness of God and just stay back in Midian and be a Midianite priest like I was till now, or I can act on it. I can say, you know what, I see what Amalek did in for the evil, and he didn't just, you know, think and ponder, because if Amalek would have thought and pondered too much, he would never have fought with the Jewish people, because rationally it doesn't make any sense. Like all the other nations, everyone was frightened from, but Amalek was the one that, now of course we're not giving credit to you know, Amalek was evil, but that midah of Vayovo, that not just to, if you want to do something, not just to think, but to actually do, that midah Yisrael learned from Amalek. That Amalek, you know, said, I'm going to do it, and I'm not going to let something hinder me. And even though I could, you know, I could be afraid, I want to do it, I'm going to do it. And obviously that was a terrible thing that he did. But that midah of being able to say that, you know, like that I need to take action. That midah Yisro learned from Amalek, and that's Mashmur Shamo Ba. Not from he. In other words, the Sar Shalom of Bells is taking it not from the perspective of the greatness of God, but the perspective of something that Yisro learns from Amalek. That sometimes, if you see something, you want to do it, you can't just think about it too much. You have to, you know, take action. You can't just ponder and then, you know, and not do anything. My mother is a Sephardic Jew, so there's a phrase that in Ladino, and that they have in the Turkish Jews, masa kayente. Masa is loshon isa. Isa is the dough. Kayente means it's hot. It means you have to do it when the dough is hot. You can't just think about it and then not do it. You know, this is the time, just do it. So that's the Mashmur Shamo Ba. That Yisro learned from Amalek, that if you're going to ponder too much and you're going to think about it, of course you shouldn't do things rash. You know, sometimes people do things without thinking, and we're not trying to advocate just doing things with impulse and not. But sometimes people overanalyze and over this and over that, and they end up not doing what they should do. So that's the idea that Yisrael learned from Amalek, that Amalek had many reasons after Melchemes Amalek not to do what he was after Kriyas Yamsuf not to do what he did, and still Vayovo Amalek. So then that same Vayovo is Vayovo Yisrael. So take a look in the Sar Shalom on page 5. The bottom lines, two lines from the bottom. Chozek kedeshul Yisrael b'halichosu matzinu me'oyvay sichakmeini. We should learn from our enemies. In other words, obviously enemies do terrible things, but we can learn some traits that they used for their negativity and use it for something positive. In other words, the Rasha has such motivation to do his rishus, even though there's reasons not to, but he's so motivated, so that midah of motivation has to be something that we learn. So Yisro learned that midah of motivation from Amalek. Even though there could have been a million excuses, because everyone else, after Kriyas Yam Suf, everyone was frozen. And Amalek was not. V'einu mashkiach al shum miniyah, lo chisorn mamu, lo chisorn zman, lo yatzenu geshem v'shelem. In other words, you can always say, you know, there's snow, it's rainy, you know, I can't go today. It's raining. You know, it's a little snow out. I can't go, it's snowing. Maybe it's more. You know, Amalek, snow, rain, he's going to do what he wants to do. So Yisro says, you know, be comfortable just sitting back in Midian. You know, and I can listen to, you know, how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, is, and then I'll just sit in Midian. But I see that, you know, Amalek wanted to do something, and he had motivation, he did it, so that's what I'm going to do. The culture can tzarich ish Yisrael is amitz mavodas Hashem. So Zesha Omer Rashi Kriyas Yamsuf Melchemes HaMolek. Haynu Avo Pisha Kol Yodu Be Kriyas Yamsuf Kol Ze Hayasa Od Melchemes HaMolek. He saw that even though after Kriyas Yamsuf you would think no one would have any motivation anymore after Kriyas Yamsuf, and yet HaMolek still has motivation. He wasn't scared off. Again, we're not trying to give a Yeshe Koyach to Amalek, but that midah of motivation and not letting things, you know, paralyze you, is something that Yisrael learned from Amalek. So Kol Shekein L'Dovrish HaBikdusha, Madach HaMolek is doing his rishus, and he's not paralyzed. Kriyas Yamsuf didn't paralyze HaMolek. So Yisro says, so nothing's going to paralyze me. If I feel that this is the right thing now to go join Moshe Rabbeinu and to be Misgayer, I'm going to do it. And it's interesting that the Chose of Lublin, and I thought based on this Sar Sholem of Bells, we could understand better the you know, Chazal and the pasuk and Beshalach on page 4. I never now we have a whole new pshat in the famous pasuk Vayovo Amalek Vayulochem im Yisrael Birfidim. So everyone knows Chazal say in the Gemara that Rifidim is what? Rafu Yudeim. That Klal Yisrael were Rafu Yudeim. They were what? They were lazy in their learning. They were lazy in their Avodas Hashem. And that's how Amalek got to attack them. Right? So I thought, based on the Sar Sholem of Bells, that exactly the point over here. Vayovo Amalek. Amalek showed Zrizus and showed motivation. And that's why he was able to attack Klal Yisrael, who at that point were showing Atzlus. And in fact, the Chose of Lublin says Pshad in Amalek. He says Amalek, they themselves was Zoris to do Ra, but their whole Mahus is to try to make everyone else to do the good things to be an Atzel. Because he says, the Chose of Lublin on page 6, on page 7 rather. He says on the right side, bottom line on the top. He never easy sefer kodesh told us Yaakov Yosef shebedakli tomi sheyishayochim kol hamitzvos b'chol zman. In other words, the Sefer told us, Yaakov Yosef, the first Hasidish Sefer, says that all mitzvahs are noheg b'chol zman, b'chol adam. So the question is, how is the mitzvah of Mechias HaMolek Noeg Bezman HaZeh? What should... Again, this is not for Parsha. We can remember it when we get to Parsha Zohar. But he says, we're not killing HaMolek. What's HaMolek relevant Bezman HaZeh? He says, because we know HaMolek Asher Karcha. HaMolek is the idea that he wants to... He himself is the Zoris to do his evil. But he wants to infuse everyone else with Atzlus. And that's the Lashon of Amalek, Am. What does Am mean? Am, Ayin Mem. So Am is a nation. But you know the Gemara, in Pesachim, Gecholim Omamos. Gecholim Omamos, Omamos means when you have coal and it's very dim, the light is dim, that's called Omamos. When it's a big bright fire, that's, you know, the Eish, Lapidim, but it's Omos, when it's flicking, it's not bright. It's not a, you call that Gecholim Omos. Amolek is Loshon Am, Amlok, meaning he wants that everyone should have that midah of, you know, dimness, not a fire to do something. So he wants to dim everyone's Ratzon. He himself wants to be Vayovo. And that's ultimately what inspired Yisro. And that's, he says, that midah of fighting your atzlus is the milchama of Amalek b'zman hazeh. That a lot of times we get lazy, and we'll see, and you know, and we always have to justify the laziness. So how do? And we'll see. There's always. And the answer is, there's always excuses. You know, it's raining today, I can't go. It's snowing, I can't go. It's this, I can't do it. It's this, it's that. They're always, in life, they will always be excuses. But the midah that we have to learn is the midah of Vayovo Yisro. It's Vayovo Yisro. And that's the midah that he learned, Me'oivai Sechachmeini, that he learned from Amalek. And you see something, an unbelievable thing, by Moshe Rabbeinu later in the Parsha. Unbelievable thing. You never noticed this. The Pasuk says by Matan Torah, page 14, Bachodesh HaShlishi L'tzeis B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim Bayom HaZabo Midbar Sinai, etc. So they get to Har Sinai. Right? They're all there at Har Sinai. So what would you think? If Moshe Rabbeinu is there at Har Sinai, right? What would you think he should do? I would think he would stand by the har, by the mountain, and wait for God to call him up. That's what I would think. But the Torah says just the opposite. Moshe Allah El Elohim, and then Vayikra Elav Hashem. What's going on here? Moshe's going up before Hashem tells him, you know, you go to the president's house. So you don't just go into his. You wait in the room till they call you in. Then you can go in. You don't just, here, Moshe Rabbeinu, he's by Har Sinai, who Moshe Allah El Elohim. And then by Yikra Elav Hashem. What's going on? So the Or Chaim HaKodesh points this out on the bottom, page 15. Sorach Ladas, Lama Ola Moshe Kodim Sheyikra Elav Hashem? So he says, like this. If you look on page 18, what does the pasuk say? Vayom, in the beginning of Sefer Shmos, Vayom ekiyah imach v'zelacha os ki anochi shlachticha v'otziyacha sa'am mi Mitzrayim tavdu n'tzalokim al har hazeh. He says, when you're going to leave Mitzrayim, you're going to go to the mountain and you're going to serve God on the mountain. So Moshe Rabbeinu understood that when in the beginning of Sefer Shmos, when Hashem said Tavdu L'Elokim al har hazeh, that already was the invitation to go up to the mountain. So he didn't have to wait. He went up right away. And then Hashem gave him the mitzvahs. Meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu could have said, you know, I don't know, should I go up? Maybe I should just wait here and not do anything. Moshe said, Hashem said to me already, Tavdu L'Elokim al har hazeh. So there's no reason to wait. Go up.
So he took that as the green light was given to him already from before. So that's what the Arachai Lakodesh says. Rabbi Sayyid Omru, Zelma Malkoso, Elisa Lamorim. Keep going further down. Achen Kavonas Akosu Yoshekod Mashem Va'omer Lamosha Bisneh. First word in the line is Yud Beis, page 16. Well, Tziyachas Ha'an Tavdu Nesokim Al Har Zeh. Umareo Kisham Humokam Kabbalah Satorah. Hashal came by Gia Shama, also Moshe Mishpat Evid Nema, the Kodam, Fa'ala Lahar, Lahutzach Lahaskir Ahar, came as Yiskir Besomach, the Ksiv Negan Ahar, Fa'ala of Choser, Omro Moshe Allah. Omro Elokim, who Atam Al Yosu, Kimashi Yosu Bali Yazu, Zamra Elokim. In other words, already, it says before that they got to the Har. So once they got to the Har, Moshe said, there's no reason to wait. In other words, Moshe had that same midah of, you know, if there's no reason to wait. Of course, sometimes in life, there is a reason to wait for something. But Moshe said, but if there's no reason to wait, the stam, you know, atzlus, Moshe said, Hashem said, tavilukim l'char hazeh. So I'm at the har now, so I have to go up. There's no reason to wait, to procrastinate for no reason. So that's why Moshe ola l'kim, before Vayikra Elav, because Hashem already told them Tavdu Nosokim Al Harazeh, so there's no reason to procrastinate. And that's that same midah of Vayisro, Vayavo Yisro, that again, there's no reason to wait, go. Again, sometimes people do it without thinking through, and they don't, and they just do rash things. But if there's no, it's not a question of a rash decision, it's a question of just being a little bit lazy, then you have to learn that midah, Vayavo Yisro, Umosha Allah Elokim. He said, you know, why waste time now? We're at the mountain now. What am I? I'm waiting? I'm going up right away. So Moshe shows his initiative. He shows his motivation, and he goes up to Elokim even before HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls him up. And we know in Mishlei, it's full of psukim about the gnus of the otzel. Rabbi Cohen likes to quote this pasuk in Mishlei on page 20. I'll stay ish otzel avarti v'al kerem adam chaserleiv v'nei Allah kulo kashmonim v'chisu panam karulim v'neged avonim ne'rosa v'echza anokhi ashish libi v'isi l'kachti musa. Whereas a person, you go to a field, as Rabbi Cohen always explains these psukim, you go to a field and you see that the field is just full of weeds, it's just growing aimlessly, and you see it and you take Musa, as Rabbi Cohen always says, you take Musa for yourself, because you see what it is if you neglect something. I'll stir ish otzel. He says, I went to the field of the person who's otzel, who's the lazy person, and he sees, hine ola kulo kashmonim. I see that the whole field is full of thorns. It was never taken care of. So he never plowed it, he never took care of the thorns, he never took care of it. It's just an unkempt field. So then Shlomo Melech says, I go to this field, Re'isi, I look at it, Lakachti Musa, because as Rabbi Cohen explains, I see that if I learned the Musa for myself, that if I neglect myself, spiritually, physically, whatever it is, then I'm like that field. That's totally unkempt. And that, Rabosai, the Gemara tells us in Psachim and Daf Dalit, that the Mokar's reason Magdimim is Avram Avinu, Vayashkem Avram Baboker to the Akeda. And the Gemara tells us in Psachim that when they shechted the Korban Pesach, they couldn't have everyone come into the Azor at once. So there were different groups. Page 23. Yotza Kas Rishona, Tanuf, Hinikres Kas Atzlonis. The third one was the people who got there last in the Beis HaMikdash. They were called the Kat Atzlonim, because they were the last ones to come. Now someone has to be last. They couldn't fit everyone in at once. But still, you shouldn't be from that. You know, he nikkur kasat slonis. Hello, soggy belav hachi. Someone has to be last. Might have a little member. I feel hachi boy little zruzi nafshay. There'll always be the nachschleppers. But you shouldn't be from the last.
And I always like to quote another pasuk in Mishlei. And that, of course, the Gemara, the pasuk in Bo, Shemartim as a matzos and a mitzvos, mitzvah bo liyotchal tach mitzena. But I like to quote the pasuk in Mishlei, page 25. And this is the big yesod in life. Omer otzo. Shachal baderech, ari ben harachovos. The lazy person says, you know, I can't go to work today because there's a tiger out there in the street. There's a lion out there in the street. So Rav Yitzchak Sorotskin quotes from the tells of Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Matal Katz. He said, Manafshach, if there's a lion there, so he's not a lazy person, there's a lion there. If there's no lion, then he's not a lazy person, he's a shakran. So what is it? The manavchuk. If there's a lion there, so then the taka is an excuse. If there's no lion there, then why you call him an otso? So he says, no, there is a lion there. Meaning, in life, there'll always be excuses. And there'll always be reasons why you can't do a certain thing. But if a person is an otso, so he'll say, oh, I have an excuse. This is my excuse. Finished. But if a person is a zoris, so then he'll realize, okay, there's a lion here, but okay, so we'll have to go four blocks down and we'll go around it. We'll find an Eitzah. There'll always be an Eitzah. Okay, can't say always, but many times there'll be an Eitzah. But if you want the excuse to be an excuse, it'll be an excuse. But if deep down you know that the excuse is just an excuse and it's only because you're an otzo, that's why you didn't come. That's why you didn't come to do this, or you didn't come to Shir, or you didn't come to Seder, or whatever it is. You didn't do what you were supposed to do. That's because you said there's an excuse. Yeah, whether it be the Ari, whether it be this excuse or that excuse in life, because life is so complex, there's always things happening, and there'll always be excuses. But that's the lesson we have to learn from Yisro. Yisro had a million excuses in the world. No one would have a taina why he didn't come to Moshe Rabbeinu. He could have stayed in Midian. He had a great life. But he saw, you know, Kriyas Yamsuf didn't paralyze Amalek. It could have paralyzed him and paralyzed everyone else. Yet what? He saw how much motivation someone can have, even though it was misplaced motivation. It was Lara, but he saw what motivation can have. He says, I have to have that same motivation. And the same thing Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw. Moshe Allah Elohim. He could have had an excuse. He said, God didn't call me up yet. So I'm waiting here. Hashem didn't call me up. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, I know that I had the green light already. There's no need to, so I could go ahead. The rest would have been just an excuse of laziness. And that's the yesod. That Mashmua Shama Uba, a total Sar Sholom of bells, a totally different shot. Normally we say that he saw the godless of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's true as well. But this is a totally different shot. He saw that what happened, that the aftermath of Kriyas Yamsuf didn't stop Amalek. So if it's not going to stop Amalek, it's not going to stop me either. Vayavo Yisro, Moshe Allah El Elohim, as we titled it over here. Limudim Bemalas Hazrizus. That from Vayovo Yisro, Vayovo Amalek, as Moshe Alolokim. Of course, Amalek was Lara, but that Mida. And again, you should never confuse doing something rash. Doing something rash is not good without proper time. And sometimes in life, we have to wait for something, and it's not the proper time. So we're not talking about that. That you have to have the proper decision and the proper discretion and the proper Eitzah to know if this is the proper time for whatever it is. But if it is the proper time, this is the time, so then don't wait. Vayovo Yisro. Umosha Allah Elohim. Do it bezrizus. Don't waste time. Don't get paralyzed. If this is the time to do whatever the thing is, if it means this is the time for you to date and get married, or this is the time for you to learn more, or whatever the thing is, whatever time it is, it might not be the time for you to get married yet. It might not be the time to do a certain thing yet. But if this is the time that you have to do whatever the thing it has to do, to get a job or whatever, so then you have to do it bezrizus. You can't just you twiddle your thumbs. You have to do Vayovo. You have to have that Zrizus of Yisro, the Zrizus of Moshe Rabbeinu, if that's the time for whatever it is. And never let excuses confuse with Atzlus. That's what the Atzel says. The Atzel says, Aribachutz. Yeah, I can't come today. It's snowing, it's raining, it's pouring, the tiger's outside, the lion is there, I'm gonna be eaten up if I go outside. That's just excuses. Because yeah, he is there, you're not a shotgun. The Ari was in the street. You're not a shotgun. He is there. He is there, but Afal Pike, if you really want to do it, you'll be able to do it. And that's the chizik we get from Vayavo Yisro and Moshe Allah Elohim.
Shabbos.